ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद। So, I have some notes of mine, so I'll follow that, okay? And I may not go verse by verse or whatever. And these notes are there on the desire tree. Yasya prasadat agyopi sadhya sarvagyatam vrajet sasri chaitanya devo me भगवान संप्रसीदतु। सो लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज बीइंग इन्वोक्ड बाय कविराज गोस्वामी। सो एज यू मस्ट हैव नोटिस्ड दैट द फर्स्ट श्लोकास ऑफ प्रैक्टिकली एवरी चैप्टर इज अ प्रेयर, अ संस्कृत प्रेयर विच हैज बीन कंपोज्ड बाय कविराज गोस्वामी बेगिंग फॉर मर्सी। So that's also a very interesting study that you collect all the first verses of all the chapters and put it together. You know, that gives an idea of Kaviraj Goswami's heart. Okay, so yasya prasadat, by whose mercy, agyopi, even someone who's less intelligent. Okay, sadhyaha. Instantly, sarvagyatam brajet, he becomes all-knowing. Sa Sri Chaitanya Devo me, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, may he be pleased upon me. Bhagavan samprasidatu. Okay, so the recurring theme in Chaitanya Charitamrita is that although Kaviraj Goswami is a literary genius, because practically every verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita is a masterpiece in Bengali poetry. It is impossible for anyone to utilize one's intelligence and create such kind of a literature. But still, although he is so talented and he is so skilled, but he ascribes all the results of his service to the mercy of the Lord. So that's the recurring theme for us to assimilate, that what's important is not the skills which we have, but how we become totally dependent on the Lord to flood us with His mercy and blessings, so that we, although insignificant and filled with faults, may be of some use for the pleasure of the devotees. So that's the theme of Kaviraj Goswami's prayers. And the second interesting thing you will find, that Kaviraj Goswami is always referring to his predecessor, author on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, who is Vrindavan Das Thakur. Okay. So this is the second very important principle to note, that Kaviraj Goswami is a resident of the spiritual world because he is free from mundane ambition, envy and feelings of competitiveness. Right? So, very, very important point which is being made here is he is giving all credit to the author of Chaitanya Bhagavat, which is Vrindavan Das Thakur. Chaitanya Lilara Vyasa Das Vrindavan Tara Agya Karo Uchishta Charvan. And he is, and this comes several times, that I am simply chewing the remnants of the Chaitanya Bhagavat, which has been written by Vrindavan Das Thakur. So now he is explaining. Bhakti kori shiredhari tahara charan sheshalilar sutragana karai varnan. That I am placing the dust of Vrindavan Das Thakur upon my head, and sheshalilar, whatever are the remaining pastimes which not yet have been described by me, sutragana, in the form of short sutras or in brief or like headlines or main points, sheshalilar sutragana karaye varnan. I am going to now describe all of those. Okay. So why he is explaining like this? Because for any author, you know, it is quite natural for an author to create suspense. Right? Yesterday Shyamsundar Prabhu was continuously creating suspense. But Kaviraj Goswami is not just an author. He is concerned with how the diseased conditioned souls can be cured. So he is more in the mood of a doctor than an author. Right? So, Vaigunya Kita Kalidam Paishunya Vrina Piditam Dainyarnave Nimagnoham Chaitanya Vaidyam Ashre. So Kaviraj Goswami glorifies Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a Vaidya. That I am filled with boils of, you know, envy, paishunya vrina piditam, and there are all these worms of material desire in my blood. My blood is impure because of these material desires. Dainyarnave, and submerging myself in the ocean of humility, Chaitanya Vaidyam Ashray, I take shelter of the Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Doctor. Like that. So therefore, Kaviraj Goswami is more concerned that the fallen people of this Kali Yuga should develop faith in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for saving themselves. Right? And therefore he is more concerned that with my age at 95, I do not know how long I will survive. And if I am unable to share that knowledge with others, then all of that will be lost. So nobody will get access to this nectar, to this medicine. Right? Chaitanya Lila Ratnasar Swarupera Bhandar. So it's all from Swarup Damodar Goswami's diaries. Teho Tuila Raghunate Rakante. And Das Goswami, sitting on the bank of Radha Kund, was repeatedly requested, implored by the Vaishnavas in Vrindavan to speak about Gaur Leela. Right? And Raghunath Das Goswami was feeling so much of separation from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he considered jumping off from Govardhan and ending his life. But then the Vaishnavas told him that by speaking about Gaur Leela, you will alleviate your feelings of separation from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he spoke. And then when Raghunath Das Goswami left, Jiva Goswami was in total separation. Right? And then he says that Shunyayate Mahaghoshtam Girindro Ajagarayate Vyagratundayate Kundam Jivatu Rahitasyame. So Jiva Goswami Pad is expressing his feelings of separation from Raghunath Das Goswami, and he says that now that the Vaishnav has gone, this entire dham appears totally different to me, because it is the presence of a devotee which makes the dham attractive or worth residing. In feelings of separation from Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami says that shunyayate mahagoshtham, this all the 12 forests have become shunya. There is nothing in these 12 forests for me to relish. Girindro ajagarayate, this Govardhan hill, which is huge, worshipable, all glorious, rests right in the middle of this forest. But without Raghunath Das Goswami's association, it appears to be just like a huge serpent. It appears like an ajgar. The Govardhan hill appears to be like a python to me. Girindro ajagarayate. Vyagra tundayate kundam. And Radha Kund appears to be like the open gaping mouth of a ferocious lion. Vyagra tunda means the mouth of a tiger. You know, this is not Radha Kund. It looks like a tiger is waiting to swallow me. Jivatu rahitasya me. Now, without the association of my dear Raghunath Das Goswami, how will I survive? So therefore, the essence of all holy dham is the presence of the devotees, is the association of devotees. And therefore, the Goswamis, they spend their time creating Vrindavan. But the Vrindavan was an opportunity for them to express love and affection towards each other in a mood of service, in a mood of accepting others as their master. So we also find the same thing here, that Kaviraj Goswami is feeling so much of affection for his predecessor Acharya, who performed the same activity of writing Gaur Leela, which is Vrindavan Das Thakur. And therefore, in the purport it is said, Vaishnavas, they give credit to others and so submissively the orders of superiors without trying to compete or supersede. So therefore, Shrutam cha drishtavat dushtam spardha asuya atyaya vyaye. Bahuantaraya kamatvat krishivat chapi nishvalam. The material world is characterized by spardha asuya atyaya vyaye. All these kinds of things are common in the material world. So therefore, it is easy to serve, you know, those who are elder to us. It is easy to serve those who are younger to us. But our spiritual advancement will very much depend on how we negotiate our relationships with those who are equal to us, or, you know, who are performing similar activity like us, or who are contemporaries of us. Like that. So basically, you know, Vrindavan Das Thakur has compiled this literature, which is glorious. So Kaviraj Goswami wants to make sure that he is not trying to outdo Vrindavan Das Thakur. It is not that he is trying to prove that what he is presenting is going to be better than that. He is freed from that tendency. Right? So that's the whole idea. That the heart of Kaviraj Goswami is freed from any trace of false pride, false ego, false prestige. And that's what Vrindavan basically means. Vrindavan means there is absolutely no place for false ego and false pride. And therefore, Rupa Goswami twice chastised Jiva Goswami because he felt that he's expressing some false pride or false ego, or he's being the creator of the wave of desire originating from himself. Right? So Vrindavan is a place where we do not create a wave of desire. We just accept with grace the desires of our masters upon our head and try to serve. So humility means not offering any obstruction to the flow of the desires of the Vaishnavas. And that's what here we find Kaviraj Goswami doing. Ashtadasha varsha kevale nila chale sthiti apani achari jive shikhaila bhakti. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed for 18 years in Jagannath Puri, and apani achari jive shikhaila bhakti. Through his own example, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught all the souls how to practice bhakti. Right? So therefore, when it comes to spiritual teachings, it's impossible to instill teachings of spirituality in others without going through an example. So therefore, the four principles of credibility are, first of all, there should be character. Character is what I am. Second is integrity. And integrity means, how do I hold up to my promises? Do I follow what I preach? Third is capability. And fourth is capacity to produce results. So these are called the four cores of credibility. So therefore, the material mundane education and the modern world focuses on the last two elements. How we can increase your capabilities, and they call it capacity building. And then of course, how we can train you to generate results. But there is no focus on character or integrity. Whereas Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very much focused on this principle. Apani achari jive shikhaila bhakti. Ashtadasha varsha prabhu nila chale sthiti. So kevala. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for continuous 18 years, he stayed in Jagannath Puri. Also, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in Jagannath Puri to demonstrate that that's the place where mercy flows the most. And the easiest access to mercy of Srimati Radharani is at Jagannath Puri. Where there is greatest pain, there is greatest gain. So when Radharani was in greatest pain at Kurukshetra, by rendering little service, you would get greatest gain from Radharani, because she was in the greatest pain. So therefore, Puri is that place where you feel that, like that. So Prabhupada Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj writes that when Radharani was going through that emotions in Kurukshetra, so at that time, just like a soldier, a glass of water is of value anytime. But when you are satiated and you are full and you do not need any, you are not thirsty, you may drink a glass of water because someone is offering. But just imagine when you are really on the battlefield and you have been injured and wounded and you are dying. And a glass of water can mean the difference between life and death. So like that, Radharani was in that state of great turmoil, and just by offering a little service to Radharani, she would offer unlimited mercy. So therefore, for the business-minded, selfishly inclined souls of Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving a hint that in Kali Yuga, most souls are looking for minimum investment, maximum returns. So this is the place, Jagannath Puri. Right? So, na gani apana sukh dekhi vrajeshwari mukh prajajana hrdaye vidare. Radharani is telling to Krishna, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking it in Madhya Lila. Na gani apana sukh dekhi vrajeshwari mukh. I am not counting my pain, but just look at the face of Vrajeshwari, Yashoda. Prajajana hrdaye vidare. And all the Brajavasi's heart is completely crushed by separation from you. Right? So, Why you are doing this to us? Either you come back and make us alive or you kill us, but don't half kill us with your separation. So therefore, Radharani is in that mood of separation at Kurukshetra. Vrindavana Govardhan, Sesab Rasadika Leela. Sai Brajar Brajajan Radha Mata Pita Bandhugan Bada Chitra Kemane Pasurila. So Radharani is saying that Vrindavan you have forgotten, Govardhan you have forgotten, Yamuna you have forgotten, Pulinavan, Vrindavan, Govardhan, Yamuna, Pulinavan and all the forests you have forgotten. Sai Sab Rasadika Leela, in this you performed Rasleela with all of us. Okay, you may have forgotten Rasleela, you may have forgotten all of us, but Mata Pita Bandhugan, you forgot them also. Sai Brajer Brajajan, you forgot all the Brajavasis also. Sai Brajer Brajajan, Mata Pita Bandhugan, Bada Chitra. Aray, it is so surprising. Kemane Pasarila. How could you forget? How can you be so ungrateful? I can't believe this. So all of these beautiful verses, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would speak in the mood, in the trance of separation, in the mood of Srimati Radharani. And that's the goal of our sampradaya, to become mad. We have joined ISKCON to become mad. You know that, right? In case you don't know that, you can refer to the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's the pastime of a madman. That the same beads within the bead bag, which hang around our neck like a heavy stone sometimes, has the potential to uplift us and elevate us and make our feet rise above the ground beyond our control for unlimited periods of time, beyond all emotions which we can possibly contemplate and speculate. That's the power of the holy name which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is advertising at Jagannath Puri. Jagannath Puri was the arena and Rath Yatra was the period of advertisement, where anyone who saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dance in front of the Rath Yatra cart in ecstasy, chanting the holy names, would look at his bead bag and think, oh, this mala has that power to create that kind of emotion and feeling. Unbelievable. Doesn't seem like in the morning 5:30. But it's the same Mahamantra. So the potential, the power of the Mahamantra, of what it can possibly do, how it can make your head spin, how it can make your body spin, that's revealed by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that happened just 500 years ago. And therefore Prabhupada also very urgently, without wasting time and in a state of emergency, translated. And practically he took most of Saraswati Thakur's purports and then just translated into English, because he knew that he has less time. So Prabhupada, in the mood of Kaviraj Goswami, also translated, because he knew that, you know, this is the home product. This is our family business. You know, as Gaudiya Vaishnav, what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is and what his mood is and what is the tattva which he is revealing, that has to be, you know, unlocked and shared. Otherwise, in the midst of unlimited speculative theories in this world, devotees will also get waylaid and forget what the hell they are here for. They'll forget their home business and they'll get involved in some side business, because that's the nature of Kali Yuga. Right? What is that in all the Jugnu? Nisha Mukeshu Kadyotas Tamasa Mahantina Griha Yatha Pape Na Pashanda Nahi Veda Kalo Yuge. that in the night of rainy season, because none of the luminaries can be seen because of clouds. The clouds have covered the moon and the stars and everything. Right? So Nisha Mukheshu, in the night when during rainy season you can't see any of the moonshine or this or that, everything is dark, it's pitch dark. Khadyota become very prominent. What is Khadyota? Jugnu. Jugnu become very powerful. Why? Because it is a dark night. Tamasa bhati nagriha yatha papena pashanda. Similarly in Kali Yuga, because pure devotees are not easily seen, pashanda, and because devotional service is not prominently discussed, and even if those who want to discuss are many times not so convinced enough that they can discuss it freely and openly in all the forum. So therefore, yatha papena pashanda, so all kinds of other speculative theories created from sinful desires, they become more prominent. Nahi veda kalo yuge. So this is in the description of rainy season of Vrindavan. And so it is said, marga babhuva sandigdhaha trinai channahi asamskritaha. Are you are Vidyapit, you should be telling me these shlokas. Shloka loka, 19th chapter, 20th chapter, 10th canto. Marga bahuva sandigda trinai channahi asamskrita na abhyasamana shrutayohu. Na abhyasamana. By not doing regular abhyas of the shastras, what happens? Dvijai kalena chahata. Just like in rainy season, sometimes we have the kachcha roads in the village, marga babhuva, and those, you know, roads become overgrown with grasses. They become covered with grass. Right? So, in summer you see the road clearly, kachcha rasta. But then you don't travel during rainy season, it becomes covered with grasses. Trinai channa hi asamskritaha. All wild grass covers that path. So, at the end of rainy season, if you go to that place, you won't be able to find where that kachcha path was. Are wo pagdandi kahan thi? You can't see it. Why? It is overgrown with grasses. So like that, na abhyasamana shrutayoho. If we don't study these books regularly, na abhyasamana, dvijahi kalena chahata. He may be a very expert Brahman, but his consciousness will be covered by long grasses of Maya. Therefore, regular study is very important. One can never think, I am beyond study. I am so steady, I don't need any study. Dvijay kalena chahata. In due course of time, the mind will become covered. So everyone needs to study, everyone needs to hear. Right? So therefore, this is a very important principle that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is demonstrating. Okay, we'll go now to text further. You know, text 25 onwards. Sahajai Nityananda Krishna Premodam. Prabhur Agyaya Koila Yaha Taha Premadan. Okay. So Sahajai Nityananda, Lord Nityananda Prabhu was spontaneously maddened with love. Sahajai Nityananda Krishna Premodam. Uddam means mad. Right? So he was mad in Krishna Prem. Who? Nityananda Prabhu. So naturally when someone is mad, you know, when someone acts in a strange way, eccentric way, unpredictable way, you tell him something to do, still he does something else. So we say, pagal ho gaye. So normally the term mad is referred for those who are whimsical or eccentric, or act unpredictably. But the amazing thing about Lord Nityananda Prabhu is Sahajai, he was naturally, it is not that artificially he had to act like that. Sahajai Nityananda Krishna Prem Uddam. He was mad in Krishna Prem, but You know, sometimes you tell somebody to do something and he doesn't do something else. And then, you know, he may say, oh, I was in such ecstasy, I forgot. So in ecstasy, if someone says, I forgot, then he's not in ecstasy. What is ecstasy is described here? Prabhur Agyaya. So he was conscious enough to understand what is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Agya. He was not so mad that he became disloyal to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction. So therefore, to overlook the instruction or to overstep the instructions or to neglect the instructions, that is material madness. That is like the mad elephant. That kind of madness. But when there is Krishna Prem Uddam Prabhu Ragyaya Koila Yaha Taha Premadan, he gave, you know, mercy here and there, but only being ordered by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is a very important principle. So practically, if you go into Chaitanya Charitamrita or Bhagavatam or anywhere, you know, you will see a pattern, and you need to be sufficiently purified to see that pattern. And what's the pattern? That the emphasis is on following the instruction and receiving the order. And that's the secret of empowerment. That Nityananda Prabhu is not saying that I am feeling so much of ecstasy, I want to really now share it with others. I cannot stop myself. So don't tell me anything. Many times people say, "Arey, mere ko itna mood chad gaya hai, kuch mat bolo, main to karunga." So that is called whimsical behavior. That is not Krishna Prema Uddam. Right? But Prabhu Ragya hai. Even though he is in the level of Krishna Prema Uddam, but he is very conscious of Prabhu Ragya hai. So therefore, focus on action is karma yoga. Focus on knowledge is jnana yoga. So, jnana yoga focuses on acquiring knowledge. And ashtanga yoga focuses on perfection. Whereas bhakti yoga is all about focusing on one's intention. So therefore, when there is a constant endeavor, moment to moment, to focus on one's intention and making sure that one's intentions are being purified and they remain pure. Just like when you're driving a car, doesn't mean that you have switched on the ignition and put your hands on the wheel, then you can go to sleep. While driving, moment to moment, the vehicle can go left and right and up and down and go into the ditch. So just like while driving, you have to be constantly aware and keep your hands firmly fixed on the steering wheel to make sure that it doesn't go off the road. Similarly, while being on the path of bhakti, we have to be constantly focused that we do not go beyond the path of purified intention. And that's what Rupa Goswami has defined, anyabhilashita shunyam. That we have to drive carefully to make sure that we are always on that path of purified intention. So therefore, the intention of Nityananda Prabhu in preaching was not to demonstrate how much he knew or to demonstrate how much he is maddened with ecstasy or how much he has become advanced. It was not because he got fed up with some other service and he thought, let me do some preaching. So one of the most ridiculous ideas is, I am fried with this, so let me do something. Right? So let me now preach. And that's how I began preaching, you know. I got fried with kitchen. It was not Prabhu Ragyai Koila Yaha Taha Premadan. I was conspiring to escape from this, you know, what I considered to be, I mean, it was Radharani's kitchen, but through my materialistic, egoistic vision, it appeared like, you know, hellish place and a prison house for me. So I started increasing my program, 4, 5, 6, 7 programs every week, minimum. So then Sanat Kumar Prabhu only came and said, "Acha, preaching bahut ho raha hai tumhara. Chhod do, kitchen chhod do." So internally I was in ecstasy. But because I left the service with some kind of a conspiracy, Krishna had a greater conspiracy and brought me back with interest. And practically, you know, the longest stint, initially only 2 years I spent. Probably if I had served sincerely another 1 or 2 years, then I would have been, you know, liberated then only. But because I tried to cheat, so Krishna is the biggest gambler amongst cheats. So he played another spin. So therefore, ultimately, in the long run, you cannot cheat. Hai ki nahi? Sarkar ke haath sab jagah hai. You cannot cheat Krishna. So this is very important that Nityananda Prabhu started preaching only on the instruction. Prabhur agyaye koila, yaha taha premadan. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, now you start, preach here. So he started preaching. And to the extent that, what did Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tell? Prativarsha nila chale tumi na asiba. Gaudarahi mora iccha safala kariva. Every year don't come to Jagannath Puri. You stay in Bengal and preach. Right? So initially preaching was good, but then preaching went to this extent that Nityananda Prabhu had to sacrifice his annual Rath Yatra festival. So that was Mahaprabhu. That Mahaprabhu engaged all of his different associates in different places in a way that they were bound to those places. So not all associates of Lord Chaitanya got Lord Chaitanya's association all the time. So Rup Sanatan, once they were in Vrindavan, they couldn't get Mahaprabhu's association. You know, then there was Nityanand Prabhu who went to Bengal and Mahaprabhu stopped him from coming again. So in this way, Mahaprabhu empowered different devotees for seva in different ways. So preaching must be done under instruction. That's the main point. Preaching must be done under instruction apart from inspiration. Chaitanya seva, chaitanya gao, lao chaitanya naam, chaitanya ye bhakti kare sei murupa. So, this was Nityananda Prabhu's message. What was his preaching? Chaitanya seva, chaitanya gao, lao chaitanya naam. And whoever performs Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's service, chaitanya ye bhakti kare sei murupa. He is my life and soul. Okay. So therefore, that's the essence of preaching. Preaching means Lord's glorification, not self-glorification. And Nityananda Prabhu preached amongst the masses. And in this way, the next verse describes, Emate loke chaitanya bhakti lao yaila dina hina nindaka sabari nistarila. So this is a very important principle that Nityananda Prabhu encouraged, inspired everyone in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's bhakti. Aimata loke chaitanya bhakti lao yaila. He kind of engaged them. And what kind of people? Dina hina nindaka. Okay, so dina hina nindaka means those who are fallen and blasphemers. Nindaka. Sabara nistarila. Nityananda Prabhu delivered all of them, even if they were fallen or they were blaspheming the Lord. Okay, so this is like one class of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, Nityananda Prabhu, amongst the masses. So Advaita Acharya belonged to the Brahman community, and the oftentimes quoted difference in style between Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu is basically part of the socio-political history of Bengal, where Advaita Acharya belonging to the higher caste and higher community, right? So their relationship was completely transcendental. But the fact remains that there were different stratas of society existing at that time which were quite heavily divided. And therefore what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did was, he engaged Nityananda Prabhu in delivering the lowest of the low, to show that how he is the most merciful. Like that. So therefore, the Panchatattva was engaged by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in delivering the masses in Bengal. Whereas Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted that his Gaudiya mission to spread more from Vrindavan, in the sense that his institutions should be maintained there. And therefore, for his mission to be protected and spread for future, he gave that task to Rup and Sanatan. So Mahaprabhu had these two divisions. And Rup and Sanatan's special quality was that they were coming from very powerful backgrounds. So they, both of them, had experienced power. And because they had experienced power, they knew how to deal with power and powerful people. And therefore they were responsible for creating the whole revolution in Vrindavan Dham. So therefore, Nana Shastra Ani Koila Bhakti Grantha Sar Moodh Adhama Janere Teho Korila Anistar. So therefore, the most important task given to Rupa and Sanatan was Nana Shastra Ani, to take all the Shastras, and from all of those Shastras, Koila Bhakti Grantha Sar, how to get Bhakti's as the essence. Mood Adhama Janere Teho Korila Nistar. And through that, they delivered the fallen Mood and Adhama that is described here. So, different devotees' preaching will differ according to audience, place, language, culture, education, etc. So, therefore, we should know that preaching is not something stereotyped. Preaching is full of variety. Different devotees have different adhikar. So, somebody is meant to preach somewhere, somebody is meant to preach somewhere else, but the mission is all based on compassion. So Rup Sanatan were preaching in some way. And what is that verse? Chaitanya Bhagavata says, Yadyapi Nityananda Suravadi Jaya. Tabe Amar Nityananda Raya. Like that it comes. You know? You remember this, right? That even if Nityananda goes into bar, even if he goes to Suravadi Jai, even if I see Nityananda Prabhu entering into liquor den and coming out, so if I see him coming out of a liquor shop or liquor den or a bar, still he will remain my worshipable Nityananda. Right? Nobody will comment that, Hare, kahan se aaye yaar? How could he go there? How could he come out of such a place? Because that was his job description, to go to such places and then intoxicate them. So his power to intoxicate others was greater. So he could go to these places. So whereas Rupa and Sanatan, they were in seclusion in Vrindavan, under the trees. And in fact, you know, we are in the month of March, so probably in Mahaprabhu met them in the month of January, and probably they came in February. So we are exactly at the 500th year of Rupa and Sanatan entering Vrindavan and starting their task, you know, in the deepest jungles of Braj, practically with no material comfort available. So Kalena Vrindavana Keli Varta Lupteti Tam Khyapaitum Vishishya Kripamratena Vishishya Devas Tatraiva Rupam Cha Sanatanam Cha. And they went through all the Shastras and took out Vraja Bhakti to demonstrate how Premras Niryasa Kurite Aswadan Ragamarga Loke Bhakti Kurite Pracharan, that this Ragamarga is the highest. So, Prabhuragyaya Koila Sabashastrira Vrichar Brajera Nigud Bhakti Kurila Prachar. So this is a beautiful verse where how shastric study can become devotional service is described. Because this is a point of contention. When someone studies the shastras, he is considered jnani. If someone keeps studying for several hours a day, he may be considered that, "Arey, you are only studying, arey, jnani ban gaya kya? Seva kaun karega?" Many times kitchen people are looking for Damodar Prabhu in Jeevi. They say, "Arey, padhta rehta din bhar. Vidyapeeth mein ghus gaya. Jnani ban gaya kya?" No. What is the definition of jnani and bhakta that is described here? Prabhur agyaya koila sab shastre ravichar. So that is described here. So on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order, Prabhur agyaya koila sab shastre ravichar. He was studying all the shastras. They were studying the shastras on Lord Chaitanya's instruction. Brajera niguda bhakti korila prachar. So therefore, these are three things here. Right? First of all, there has to be shishtachar. Shishtachar means proper etiquette. So the shishtachar is that of submissiveness. So the first principle is submission. Based on submission, when there is vichar. So if there is only vichar, which is study of shastras, if vichar is done without shishtachar, then that is not bhakti, that is jnana. So therefore the difference between devotional study and empiric study is knowledge which is gained under instruction. So therefore if one is instructed to study, and therefore that is called devotional study. So therefore when there is shishtachar, and under shishtachar there is vichar, then one can actually engage in prachar or sankirtan. So that prachar or that preaching is potent. So that's the most important principle. So therefore, devotional service is shastric, not sentimental. So Prabhupada writes that conclusion of devotional service is by shastric analysis. Shastric analysis must be done under the orders of superiors. And therefore the most confidential service of Vrindavan is understood by a combination of these three. Shishtachar, vichar and prachar. So therefore, Prabhur Agyaya Koila Sab Shastrera Vichar Brajera Niguda Bhakti. So the Braja Bhakti is Niguda. It is secret. We cannot access it by riding a horse and a sword in the hand and trying to enter into Vrindavan. There is no place for horses in Vrindavan. Only submissive animals can enter. Only cows and peacocks and very weak, you know, plants like tulsi. So Vrindavan is a place where the weakest are given the most power. Those who are submissive are made kings and queens. So therefore, Prabhuragyaya koila sab shastrera vichar brajera niguda bhakti korila prachar. So therefore, this is a very important point. Whereas, Prabhupada writes in the purport that prakrita sahajiya, if one does not have this submission and one takes this devotional practice cheaply and one acts whimsically, so what are the symptoms? There are four symptoms of someone who is speculative and not having the right devotional mood. The first is, he is independent. Independent means he does not consult. He does not consult the authorities or the Vedic literatures. Second, he is improper in behavior. And Prabhupada says many people who come to Vrindavan independently, they become woman hunters and, you know, all kinds of things. Third is imitation. There is no authenticity and they start imitating Sahajiya, they start crying and everything. And fourth is they become impertinent. They violate Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. So therefore, we do not want to be independent. We do not want to be improper in our character. We don't want to be imitationists. And we don't want to be impertinent. Like that. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order is to understand Vrindavan and the pastimes of Vrindavan. And for doing that, the most important principle is it is not by speculation, but by studying Shastra. Prabhur Agyaya Koila Sab Shastrera Vichar. So first, the Agya must be there. When the Agya is there, the study must be there. When the study is there, under proper order and the Lord is pleased, one enters into the secrets of Vrindavan, Brajera Niguda Bhakti. When you are allowed entrance into that and allowed to taste it and experience the satisfaction of tasting it, then as a result of experiencing that satisfaction, you can then share it with others. Korila Prachar. So therefore, as soon as someone says, I am feeling great desire for Prachar. So the first question is that before you start Prachar, there are three steps which you must consider. And that is there instruction? Have you studied deeply? Instruction is there, but do you have sufficient information, bona fide information? And based on that, do you have the proper intuition? Do you have the realization? Or have you entered into it? And the experience? So based on this only one can do Prachar. Prabhur Agyaya Koila Sab Shastrera Vichar. Sab Shastrera. So it is not said that Rupa and Sanatan jumped directly to some esoteric topics and started studying them. Sab Shastrera Vichar. Brajera Niguda Bhakti Korila Prachar. Like that. So this is a very interesting verse. Like that. And then, he starts describing all the preview of the Madhya Lila. In the first chapter of Adi Lila, and the second chapter, he goes on describing all the different pastimes which is going to come from second chapter onwards all the way till, end of Madhya Lila. And Antalila also. So all these things are kind of described right at the beginning of Madhya Lila. So this indicates the compassion in the heart of Kaviraj Goswami. Because he's thinking, if I suddenly leave, what will happen to those pastimes? So my greatest service is to leave behind these pastimes, even if they are in brief. At least it is better than having no information. So therefore he is making sure. So therefore Kaviraj Goswami's mood in giving these pastimes is that of seva. He wants to serve the devotee community like that. And then he starts explaining, Haridasa Thakur Ar Rupa Sanatan Jagannath Mandire Na Yanti Injan. That Haridasa Thakur Rupa Sanatan never entered Jagannath temple. Why they never entered? Because they were connected to the Muslim community. Sanyasi Pandit Goner Kurite Garvanash Niche Shudra Dwara Koren Dharmera Prakash. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loves to kick the Brahmanas. Sanyasi Pandit Goner Kurite Garvanash. Mahaprabhu loves to explore the false ego of the sannyasis and the Brahmanas. And therefore specifically he chose नीच शूद्र द्वारा कोरेन धर्मेर प्रकाश थ्रू नीच एंड शूद्र चुन चुन के. सो महाप्रभु हैज अ पैटर्न. व्हाई ही डज लाइक दैट? व्हाई महाप्रभु वांट टू डिमिनिश द यू नो अथॉरिटी ऑफ द ब्राह्मणस? Yeah, he wants to establish that qualification is not based on birth. Qualification is based on two principles. One gets qualification in life based on whom you serve and whom you associate with. So your service and your association determines your qualification. Just like any woman is there and she has a red color powder in between her parted hair, the first question in cultured society anyone will ask her is what? Who is your husband? We don't ask that. Who is your husband? Her identity is known by her husband. That's her identity. Right? So she produces children, she creates children, she has a house, whatever. All of that we see, but all of that is in relationship with who is her? So therefore, whenever we see a devotee flourishing in Krishna consciousness or displaying Vaishnava qualities or showing extraordinary power and empowerment and potency and this and that, there is only one question. Who is his master? Because he is getting empowered by the master. Like that. So that's the simple way of understanding Vaishnava Tattva. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to demonstrate that bhakti can manifest anywhere and anyone can be empowered. Not that he has to be in a Brahman family or any birth qualification based on other things are important. No. Nicha Shudra Dwara Korin Dharmira Prakash. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not approve these dogmatic social prohibitions, but you know, his associates wanted to follow that because again they did not want to create some kind of qualification based on force. And although they were highly qualified, but they submitted to the social norms. So again we see this principle that you may be transcendental internally, but behave being human. Be normal. Be part of society. So that's what Haridas and Rup and Sanatan at chanting 192 rounds every day. Haridas Thakur never saw how Jagannath's sanctum sanctorum looks like. He never saw Garuda Stambha, which you and me, after chanting 16 rounds, have gone multiple times. Right? So, they never entered and they never felt like entering. Again, demonstrating that the whole process of bhakti is not based on, you know, invading the sanctum, forcing oneself into the higher plane, but being a beggar so that the higher plane reaches down to us. It's the principle of descending grace, not ascending desire. So therefore, they are explaining this principle very beautifully. And then all of these other pastimes are demonstrated, which will come further in the Madhyalila. Right. Pratama Sutra Prabhur Sanyasikaran Sanyas Korila Sanyas Kori Chalila Prabhu Sri Vrindavan. As soon as Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he started towards Vrindavan Dham. So therefore Prabhupada says the only reason for someone to take renounced order is so that he is in the mood of Brajavasis. His only one-pointed desire is to serve Krishna and devotees of Krishna. Otherwise, there is no need to accept renounced order. So the Mahaprabhu is accepting sannyas and immediately jumping towards Vrindavan indicates that he is only looking for Krishna Prema, exclusive Krishna Prema, like that. Okay. Mata Bhakta Ganer Taha Korila Milan. So, then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, instead of Vrindavan, was sent to Shantipur and there he meets everyone. Sarva Samadhana Kuri Koila Niladrigaman. And then after meeting his mother and everyone, Sarva Samadhana Kuri makes everyone pacified and then goes to, he kind of creates a contract with his mother. Mother says, always remain in Niladri. So, when you are in renounced order, you can adjust things in a, such a way that, you know, you do not have regular obstacles in the practice of your bhajan. Whatever is required, you must do to make sure that everything is pacified. So, at that point, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, you know, attempt to go beyond that was not successful. Could he go to Vrindavan? No. So there is one devotee called Narsinghananda Brahmachari. So Narsinghananda Brahmachari, he was meditating in his mind and he was creating a pathway for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made out of flowers in his mind. Nishchaya Korea. Nishchaya Korya Kaheshuna Bhaktagan Ebarna Yaben Prabhu Shri Vrindavan. And he said with great conviction, Mahaprabhu is not going to Vrindavan. Why? Because in the mental path, you know, suddenly Mahaprabhu went to a certain stage and everything disappeared. That was his conviction in his mental meditation, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will not go beyond this. So Prabhupada to this particular shloka writes a detailed purport. And the purport he writes is basically how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, Lord is Bhavagrahi. He appreciates sentiments, he accepts devotee's attitude, and he examines a devotee's preparedness to serve, willingness to serve. So the interesting thing is, one can serve Krishna both grossly and subtly, through gross senses or in the mind also. That is what is described here. And another point Prabhupada makes, that if there is no ulterior motive, devotional service cannot be checked by any material condition. That means Narsinghananda Brahmachari did not have actual flowers to worship. He only had flowers in his mind. But as I said, bhakti means the focus is on one's intention. So therefore, all of the external sensual activities which we are engaging in to please the Lord, it is simply a conduit or a channel or a methodology for us to somehow transport our intentions till the lotus feet of the Lord. So many times we feel dry in devotional service because the channel is strong, but what is supposed to flow through the channel is dry and the intentions are not flowing. And somehow the levels of intentions have gone down. Just like in summer, our water levels go down. So therefore, we should not forget that bhakti is all about how within our mind there is a genuine desire to serve Krishna. So therefore, Narsinghananda Brahmachari was serving Krishna in the mind. He was serving Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mind, preparing facility in the mind. I showed you the video when I came from New Vrindavan of Maharaj. What's his name? Barsana Maharaj. And he didn't have the luxury of creating so many structures. But in his mind, he was doing parikrama. and he was going around Vrindavan Parikrama in New Vrindavan in mental meditation. So that's the essence of devotional service. That sometimes the channel becomes so prominent that what should flow within the channel is sometimes forgotten. So therefore it's important to note this point that devotional service is all about purified aspiration. And we need to intensify our aspirations in the association of devotees who have such aspirations. Because we have to practice bhakti for long periods of time. So simply by regular mechanical movement of the hands and the legs and the tongue and the eyes and the ears and the all the other senses put together. As Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj says, if a woman just starts beating her stomach and starts crying out, doesn't mean child will come out. Child must be there. The pregnancy must be there. Then the pain of pregnancy manifests. Then the child is born. So first we have to actually, take a pause in our life and internally audit how I am focusing on my desires to serve Krishna. How pure is my intention to serve Krishna? Is the goal of my life to really please Krishna, to serve Krishna, to actually please what is dear to Krishna? So therefore, we have to do more work within than without. When devotees start doing more work without than within, they become tired. Tiredness is a symptom that the channel is dry. Because if you are really meditating from within and focusing on what the real intention is, and your intentions are pure and clear, then you are already performing devotional service from within. And sometimes externally there may be obstacles. But those external obstacles can never really act as obstacles, because nothing can stop your internal current. Because no material force in this creation can stop the force of the internal current which is flowing towards Krishna's lotus feet. And that's what we learn from Narasinghananda Brahmachari's pastime. That if there is that internal deep strong desire to please Krishna, so whatever happens externally is only a detail. So many times we give a lot of importance to what's happening externally, to the extent that we forget that we are also supposed to meditate internally. Like that. So therefore, this is also, this pastime is a proof of the verse of the Bhagavatam, Avaituki apratihata yayatma suprasidati. Therefore, a devotee is always enthusiastic and he never can be overwhelmed by depression or feelings of remorse, because no power can stop you from offering the most precious, fragrant, colorful flowers to Krishna's lotus feet within your mind. Can anyone do that? Can anyone stop? Right? No one can stop you from cooking chappan bhog every moment of 24 hours for the Lord within the mind, an offering. Is it not? Why we may become frustrated with prasada? Because we think that this is for me. And we are thinking and we start getting agitated. But within the mind you can offer so many items to the Lord. Nothing can stop you. Right? Have you cooked in your mind for the Lord? Huh? No. Why don't you start now? So actually speaking, we don't have to, you know, wait some time I will start meditating or thinking. Every moment you are having Radha Vrindavan Bihari. Who can stop you from meditating? There is no tax on meditation. That is Smaranam. Right? So you can offer the most beautiful jewelry, the most precious stones and gems and this and that, and what you cannot do. You can take Radha Vrindavan Vihari on a Nauka Vihar in Yamuna in your mind. You can create a swing out of the most exotic flowers you can imagine, which we can never grow in our gardens. You can always grow in your mind and offer it. Is it not? What do you say? There is no budget also. There is no anxiety of any shortage of budget. So allow your mind, rather than allowing the mind to think of all kinds of mundane, insignificant, stupid ideas which are totally under the influence of Maya's kingdom, you have been given the opportunity to meditate on what all you can possibly do for the Lord. You can run a goshala of 1 lakh cows where 1 lakh liters of milk is coming out every day. Right? So you can meditate that you're offering all of these unlimited things. Nanu dveshti kalim samrat sarang eva sarabhuk kushalani ashushidhyanti netarani kritaniyat. In Kali Yuga, whatever positive things you meditate on, you will get the credits for that. And whatever, you know, negative things you may think, you don't get the negative result for that. Whichever area you are interested in, you can think about how you are serving the Lord in so many ways. You can meditate that all the MPs and MLAs have been registered in Vidyapit. They are studying Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, getting purified. Right? You can meditate. Modi is sitting in your class, hearing Bhagavatam. You get the credits of, you know, transmitting Mahaprabhu's mission at the highest echelons of society. Who stops you? Just by discussing, you are becoming so happy. So you do not know the power of your own mind. So therefore there is, the only reason we feel really morose and sad and this and that is because of thinking I am the doer. So therefore the Lord is in control and all paraphernalia is for the pleasure of the Lord. So don't stop that flow. Let the flow continue towards the Lord. And you will be surprised how much unlimited energy you will generate. Because it's not for yourself, it's all for the Lord's pleasure. So therefore, this is a very beautiful pastime. Like each shloka and each pastime in Chaitanya Charitamrita, you can go deep and come out with so much of nectar, you can spend the whole night discussing. Yaha yaha prabhura charana padaye chalite ye mrittikalaya loka garta hoye pathe. So as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Bengal, you know, he's still after Shantipur, he's still in Bengal and he's going to Ramkeli. So yaha yaha prabhur charana padaye, wherever Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet would touch the ground, so Mahaprabhu's footprint would come on the ground. Yaha yaha prabhur charana padaye chalite, as he would walk. And then as soon as Mahaprabhu's footprint was coming on the ground, public was following, they would jump on that to get Mahaprabhu's dust and start collecting that dust. Ye mrittika laya loka garta hoye pathe. So it would be like a huge pond was created in every footprint. So wherever Mahaprabhu would walk, they would just be like big gaddhas, because all the people would just collect the dust. So from the top of his palace, Nawab Hussain Shah was watching this scene. So he asked his mantri, Keshav Chhatri, hey, what's this? Who's this person? Who's this madman? So Keshav Chhatri did not want to kind of agitate Nawab Hussain Shah, because he thought if Nawab Hussain Shah feels Mahaprabhu is someone very prominent, then he may disturb Mahaprabhu, harm and hurt Mahaprabhu. So he said, no, he's just some madman. So many vairagis are going around, you know. Nothing significant. So Nawab Hussain Shah turns to Keshav Chhatri, hey, what you are saying? Vina dane etaloka yara pache jaye? Without giving any kind of donation or money, so many people are following? Huh? Saito gosaiya iha janiha nischay. He has to be an empowered devotee. He is a messiah. He is a representative of God. Right? Such a person who is followed by so many people without giving them charity must be a prophet. Saito gosaiya iha janiha nischay. Vina dane etalok, without giving vetan, without salary, so many are following? How is it possible? So Mahaprabhu was not, you know, giving payment to all of them, follow me. They were just following them. So that means this is one symptom of power, that people start following. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like this. So therefore, Nawab Hussain Shah turns to, you know, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami who are there and start asking, hey, who are these people? So he says, More kena puche tumi puche apanaman, tumi naradhipa ho, Vishnu amshasam. You are like Vishnu. You should know who this person is. Like that. So therefore, Rupa and Sanatan Goswami at night, they go to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because they are afraid that something may happen. Because Nawab Hussain Shah is aware. Nicha jati, nicha sangi, kori nicha kaj. Tomar agrete prabhu kohite vosilaj. We are very, very fallen. Nicha jati and nicha sangi. And we have been doing very low class work. Tomar agrete prabhu kohite vosilaj. And we are feeling very shameful to speak in front of you. So Prabhupada writes, what is the cause of fall down? Same as what creates qualification. What is that? Association and service. If you associate with fallen and serve the fallen, one becomes fallen. That's what is described here. And then this is a famous verse. Mattulyo nasti papanam. Na aparadho na kashchana parihare pilajjame kim bruve purushottama. That there is no one equal to us, so fallen. Mattulyo nasti papanam. Na aparadhi parihare pilajjame. In fact, to express about our qualification in front of you, we are feeling very ashamed like that. Patita pavana hetu tomar avatar. Ama bai patita jagate nahiyar. Rupa and Sanatana are expressing their fallen condition further. There is no one as fallen as us. And how fallen? Jagai madhai dui korile uddhar. Taha uddharite tomar nahila shamar. You delivered jagai and madhai, both of them. But taha uddharile shrama nahila tomar. You did not exert yourself in delivering Jagai and Madhai. Deliverance of Jagai and Madhai was very simple. Right? Whereas, as far as we are concerned, he's saying, why it was simple? Brahman jati tara navadvipe ghar, nicha seva kare, nahi nichera kurpar. They were born in Brahman family. Navadvip was their home. And most importantly, they did not serve the fallen people like we did. They were just Brahmins. They didn't serve these mlechhas like us, like that. Nicha seva nahi kare. So therefore, they are trying to prove analytically how they are more fallen than Jagai and Madhai. And they are expressing this. That sabhe ek dosha tar hoye papachar. That amongst all of their various disqualifications, actually we consider there was only one disqualification they had. What was that? Sabhe ek dosha tar hoye papachar. They had only one dosh. They were sinful. That's all. Hoye papachar. But what is the advantage with just being papachar? Pap rashi dahe nama bhase tumar. But a whole mountain of papa is burnt simply by namabhas. So what is the problem? Is it not? But tumar nama laiya korila tumar nindan. Se nama hoila tara muktira karan. That they were constantly, sometimes out of, you know, ridiculing, they were calling out your names. Tomara nama laiya tomar karil nindan. Because they were doing your ninda. But what happens? Sei naam hoila tara muktira karan. That name became the cause of their deliverance. And therefore, my dear Lord, jagai madhai hoite koti koti gun. Adhama patita papi ami duijan. Both of us, we are more fallen than Jagai and Madhai, koti koti gun, millions of times. And they were genuinely feeling like that. Adhama, fallen, patita, papi, ami duijan. Both of us are like that. Mlechha jati, mlechha sevi, kori mlechha karam. Go brahmana drohe himse amara sangam. That we are from Mlecha, we were serving the Mlechas, Mlecha Sevi. We are from Jati of the Mlechas. Mlecha Jati, Mlecha Sevi, Kori Mlecha Karam. So our birth, our service, our activities was all abominable. Go Brahmana Drohe, Go Brahmana Drohi Sange, Amara Sangam. We associated with Go Brahmana Drohi. So we should understand that disqualification is created by association and by service. Mlecha jati, mlecha sevi, kari mlecha karam. Go brahmana drohe himse, sange amara sangam. So therefore, Prabhupada writes very beautifully that associating with meat eaters, one attains character of the meat eaters. So this is the standard of Gaudiya Sampradaya, of what is considered elevated and what is considered fallen. Because high society people who are powerful materialists, who are on the front page of magazines and who are making the headlines of newspapers, and if we start thinking that they are the most elevated people in society, then we have missed the point. So they are mlecha jati, mlecha sevi, kari mlecha karam. Go brahmana drohe himse amara sangam. It's okay, I don't need it. So this is a very, very important principle to understand, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, specifically came to deliver all of the most fallen conditioned souls of this age of Kali. So this particular principle only happens through expression of humility, that yes, I am unqualified. And when you express I am unqualified, then the Lord mercy flows. Right? So that's what our Akrura also says, Maivam Mamadhamasyapi Syat Evachyuta Darshana Hriyamana Kalanadya Kochit Katarati Kashchana. That I am unqualified, I am fallen, but somehow by the flow of the time factor and the mercy and grace of the Lord, I have been brought to your feet. Right? Hriyamana, I have been dragged. I have been dragged to your lotus feet. Nodvigna chitto vyasaneshu nispriha shruteshu drishteshu guneshu avastudrik. Prahlad Maharaj was in Asura family. Dantendriya prana sharira dhisada prashanta kamo rahita asura sura. Although he was born in Asura family, he was devoid of asura qualities. Like that. So here, that is what is described. So, then they say, mora karma mora hate galaya bandhiya ku vishay vishtha garte diya chefilaya. That our activities as prime minister and as finance minister was just like putting rope around our own neck and hanging ourselves from the top. Mora karma mora hate galaya bandhiya. So we should realize that based on Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami's verdict, we have been given the topmost association. If someone is practicing process of bhakti, dedicating their lives, we are in the midst of brahmacharis who are dedicating everything for Krishna. That's the highest standard of association we can get. Where everyone is totally dedicated without any distraction based on family or this or that or anything. The Prime Minister and the Finance Minister of the state of Bengal, they are regretting that we wasted our lives in the association of stupid meat eaters and drunkards. Right? Mora karma mora hate galaya bandhiya ku vishaya vishtha garte diya chefil. It was like a pit of stool we were entered into. So therefore many times we may think that, you know, I am in this association, what's the big deal in this association? But we should develop gratitude for such an association based on the verdict of Rupa and Sanatana. So Prabhupada mentions, freedom from contamination means two things. No sense gratification and no speculation. Right? So therefore, what is that? Durlabho manavo deho dehinam kshana bhangura tatrapi durlabham manya vaikunta priyadarshanam. And then there is one more verse. Atyantikam kshemam prachamo bhavato naga sansaresmin kshanardhopi satsanga shevadhirnanam. Iti atyantika kshemam, right? What is the first? Ata atyantika kshemam prachamo bhavato naga. Now that you have appeared in front of us, sansaresmin kshanardhopi satsanga shevadhir. In this sansara, sansara is mean kshana ardhopi, for one moment also. Satsanga is greater than shevadhir. Shevadhir means like a treasure. So we are getting that satsanga, which is more valuable than all the jewels and rubies and emeralds. So Rupa and Sanatan, when renouncing, Rupa Goswami had how many boats filled with gold? 7 boats filled with gold, he gave it away. 7 boats filled with gold. In saffron, we can't give it up. They were, you know, having 7 boats filled with gold. What do you say, Sachidulal Prabhu? Will you be able to give up? They just renounced 7 boats. Why? Because they found the association of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction and the other Goswamis more relishable than this.
So therefore, they say now, Ama uddharite boli nahi tribhuvane, patita pavana tumi, sabe tumavine. That you are the most powerful and you are supposed to be patita pavan. Ami uddhariya yadi dekhao nijabal, patita pavan naam, tabe to safal. You are patita pavan? Prove yourself. How will you prove? Deliver us. If you deliver us, that will be proof. Mora daya kori kara swa daya safal. Akhila brahmand dekhuk tomar daya bal. You have to advertise it to the whole universe. And it has to be a powerful message. And only when such fallen souls like us get delivered, it will be a sensational news. Right? When the Prime Minister is delivered, and the Home Minister or the Finance Minister is delivered. Just imagine, Modi and Jaitley start dancing in Kirtan, in Harinam. Just imagine, they come for speech on 15th August on the Red Fort. And Modi raises his hand and tells them, Hare Krishna! That's how, you know, that's how close we are to a mass India Harinam Sankirtan. All we have to do is someone should go and convince him to raise his arms loudly and shout on the microphone, Hare Krishna! Right? If any of you could do that, that's it. That's what India needs. If today he raises his arms and chants Hare Krishna and tells everyone chant Hare Krishna, we'll have more temples opening up than in first 50 years of ISKCON. So can you imagine today someone can go and convince him to raise his arms and chant? But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did that to Rupa and Sanatan at that time. And that's what they are saying. Vamana yeche chanda dhurite chahe kore taiche mure taiche ei vancha mure uthaye antare. That, you know, you're like the moon and we're like the dwarf. How can the dwarf touch the moon? Vamana yeche chanda dhurite chahe kore taiche ei vancha mure uthaye antare. But within the heart, the desire is coming. And then they quote the famous verse of Yamuna Acharya from Stotra Ratna. Bhavantam evanucharam nirantara prashanta nishesha mano rathantara kadaham aikantika nityakinkara praharshayishyami sanatha jivitam. So the essence of this verse is very simple. That if you are serving successfully, then you should experience these two emotions. If you are thinking that I am giving shelter successfully to a group of people, they should experience these two emotions. Not that you only think and you go and interview them and they are giving some other answer. So what are the two symptoms of successfully giving shelter and getting shelter? Prashant nishesha manorathantara praharshayishyami sanatha jivitam. When someone has successfully attained shelter, when someone has successfully found his master, then he experiences two emotions. One, freedom from anxiety. And number two, deepest satisfaction in the heart. He becomes peaceful and joyful. So the question is, am I becoming peaceful? And am I becoming joyful? Kya ho gaya bhai, jor jor se hans rahe hain aap piche baith ke? Kya? रात भर सोचते रहना. That's the essence of this verse. Bhavantam evanucharam nirantara. Prashanta. Prashanta means peaceful. Prashanta nishesha mano rathantara. Jo man ka rath hai, wo ruk jata hai. Kadaham aikantika nitya kinkara. One becomes so peaceful that one thinks, I can serve here and serve this person, this mission eternally. I am just satisfied serving. Prashanta nishesha manorathantara kadaham aikantika nitya kinkara praharshayishyami. And I feel so joyful. So many times the master is thinking, I am peaceful, I am joyful. But the servant is miserable and full of anxiety. So therefore, both have to be, you know, properly aligned in this. Praharshaya shami sanatha jivitam. So this is a very important point. And the word sanatha jivitam means one who has a master. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at this point initiates Rupa and Sanatan. Aji haite duhar naam Rupa Sanatan dainya chhad. Tumar dainye phate moravan. I give you the name Rupa and Sanatan, and first instruction I give you is give up your humility. Right? So therefore, what does name changing after initiation represent? Name change after initiation represents status change. Status notification. That now you are servant. So priority is Krishna first, others first. So that is like the indication, like that. And then Mahaprabhu tells Rupan Sanatan, Gauda nikate asite nahi mura prayojan. Toma duha dekhite mura iha agaman. I did not have any plan to go to Gauda, but Toma duha dekhite mura iha agaman. To see both of you, I came here. Janme janme tumi dui kinkara amar. Life after life, both of you are my servants. And therefore, achirate Krishna tumar kurime dhar. Very soon, Krishna is going to deliver you. So as soon as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, right in the initiation arena, told Rupa and Sanatan in front of all the devotees, just imagine what others responded. Huh? They were blissful. Dui jane prabhur kripa deki bhakta gane. Hari, hari bole sabe anandit mane. So that's Prabhupada says, unless one serves a Vaishnava, he cannot be delivered. Therefore, when the spiritual master gives initiation, the disciple has two responsibilities. What are the two duties of a disciple at Diksha? First is execution of Guru's order. And what is the second duty? The second duty of a disciple is discretion. That means he must deal with other devotees, other Vaishnavas properly. That means while serving the spiritual master's orders, he must not offend the other devotees. So execution must be with discretion. It must not be blindly.
like that. So therefore, yara sanga chale ei loka laksha koti vrindavana yatra enahi paripati. They tell Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, don't go to Vrindavan with so many people. And then there is a last pastime in this particular section where Srivas Thakur and others start glorifying Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna. And Mahaprabhu says, Shuni bhakta gana kohe sakrodha vachane Krishna nama guna chhadi ki karo kirtane. They all tell, start glorifying Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you are Bhagwan, you are Bhagwan, you are Bhagwan, you are Vishnu. And Mahaprabhu, you know, sakrodha vachane, with great anger, he tells them, Krishna nama guna chhadi ki karo kirtane. Giving up Krishna's glorification, what is this nonsense you are all singing and chanting? And then he says, very important verse in the very end, audhitya korete hoila sabakar man swatantra hoya sab nashi be bhuvan. So this is a very important verse. Audhatya korite hoye sabakar man. Audhatya means impudence. You have all become very impudent. You are suddenly started glorifying me as Lord Vishnu. You are glorifying me. You are supposed to be glorifying the Lord. Shravanam kirtanam Vishnu. Should do kirtanam Vishnu. Why you are glorifying me? Kirtan means glorification must be of Vishnu. Audhatya kurite koila sabakaraman. And therefore, swatantra huya. Sabha nashibe bhuvan. Nashabe bhuvan. Sabe nashabe bhuvan. And the second thing is you have become impudent. Apart from being impudent, you have become independent. So therefore, this is a very important warning by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If the mission has to move forward, then it's important for the followers not to become impudent and not to become independent. When the followers start becoming impudent and independent, the mission will be collapsed. So therefore, one cannot do one's own speculation. One cannot change the process. One cannot change the mood. It's not possible. One has to follow the proper process as has been described. Right? And that's what this particular chapter is all about. And with this particular verse, we come to the end of the first chapter of Madhya Lila from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, written by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami at the peak of his old age, at the age of 95. Ami vriddha jaratur likhite kaapay kar manakichu smarane na hoye na dekhiye na ene na shuniye shravane tabu likhi e bada vismay. That's his, you know, greatest vismay. Astounded how I am writing even at this age. How it is possible for me to write in this kind of situation. Right? So therefore, being in the association of devotees is our greatest asset. And in this association of devotees, we have been given this opportunity to hear and chant the glories of Krishna, and through Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Vanchitosmi, vanchitosmi, vanchitosmi na samshaya. Vishwam gaura rase magnam sparashopi mamana bhavat. The whole world is drowning in the ocean of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Everyone is touched, but I have not been touched even by one drop of that unlimited nectar of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Right? So that's basically the whole mood of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And no one thinks I am so qualified. Everyone thinks I am highly unqualified. And therefore, anyone who is practicing the process of bhakti and has a desire to enter into Braj Bhakti has to take on this mood as exemplified by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Right? Jagai madhai paryanta anyer ka katha. Hena prema Sri Chaitanya dila yatha tatha. That prema Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave left and right. Hena prema Sri Chaitanya dila yatha tatha. Jagai madhai paryanta. Down to Jagai and Madhai. That mercy percolated down to the lowest strata. Jagai madhai paryanta anyer ka katha. What to speak of others? If Jagai and Madhai could get that mercy at the lowest level, what to speak of others? So therefore, we have that opportunity to connect deeply with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. As long as the katha is going on, we feel, yes, this is my mission and this is what I am supposed to do. But the problem happens when the katha ends. And therefore Mahaprabhu said, Kirtaniya Sadahari. So when the pastime's description stops, then again we start following our mind. Right? We start following our mind. And the mind takes precedence. And we start believing in the propaganda of the mind. So therefore we should know that the greatest nectar is here. Whether you do anything in ISKCON or don't do anything, nectar is freely available. We just have to access that nectar, drown in that nectar, and take our vows of chanting 16 rounds and following the principle seriously, and access gradually the deepest, most powerful realizations available through Chaitanya Charitamrita. But as Prabhur Agyaya Koila Sava Shastra Ravichara Brajera Niguda Bhakti Korila Prachar. But you cannot bypass. There are no shortcuts. There are no shortcuts. You have to follow with submission. Then you have to study sincerely. You have to enter deep into the mysteries. And then you share whatever you experience with the rest of the world. So do not think that, array, what I am doing here, studying. But one day will come when you will think, I don't get time to study. Right? So in Vidyapeeth, sometimes there may be overdose of study. But you ask other devotees who are hardly getting chance to study. So therefore the problem in ISKCON is not lack of time, it is lack of taste. Nobody can say, I don't have time. So the problem is never lack of time. The problem is always lack of taste. And therefore we need to keep in touch with these literatures so that we remain in touch with our mission. And our mission is not of conquest. Our mission is that of being conquered by the Lord. And to be conquered by love. And therefore we are in the prem kala of Radha and Krishna. So we have to keep our mission very, very solidly protected within the deepest core of our heart and fence it strongly so that other propaganda and other missions of other prominent people of this world do not enter through those walled fences and allow our mission of developing love for Krishna to be disturbed by their loud propaganda. loud doesn't mean true. So therefore we should be fully convinced of what our mission is and allow that barking dogs to bark. The dogs will bark and the caravan will pass, Prabhupada said. So therefore we should be very, very solidly rooted in the tattva within the heart. And for that you have to study these shastras. Without studying these, you cannot survive in brahmacharya ashram. When you start taking responsibility, you will start getting tossed left, right and center. And if your roots are not strong into the ground, you will be finished. So whatever services you do, it is only an expression of the emotions you experience within the heart. Without developing those emotions, without developing those feelings, if you start entering into the realm of all kinds of other activities, in due course of time you will experience that the channel is there, but the flow is not there. So therefore you must work on the intention. Anukulena Krishna Anushilanam Bhaktir Uttama. Should allow the feelings. You should consciously focus on how my goal is to please Radha and Krishna. Is this word pleasing to Radha and Krishna? Are these thoughts pleasing to Radha and Krishna? Are these actions pleasing? So that constant meditation will ultimately flow like honey. And as honey falls without a break, like that your thought process will start flowing without a break, without interruption. And that's advancement in Krishna consciousness. We're very happy that at Radha Damodar temple, near Prabhupada's room, I'm getting a chance to share Chaitanya Charitamrita. Looks like it is Vrindavan. Probably for the first time I'm feeling this is like Vrindavan. And I'm sure Mahabhagavatru was also feeling it is Vrindavan. Under the trees. Right? So, this is Vrindavan life. Katha Kirtan. Discussing Harikatha amongst devotees. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai Shri Rupa Sanatan Goswami Pad ki, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami ki, Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, Dai Gaur Premanandi.